Hey, Nicole.
Fuck.
Yeah, my mind's down.
Hi, is LJ there?
Yeah, you're talking to me.
Hey, LJ, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
What? Who you with?
The Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Uh-huh?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. What's going on?
Yeah, hey, just wanted to touch base with you. I know we talked, you know, in the last week.
Yeah.
You're talking about maybe...
I haven't gotten my paperwork done yet. I'm running 2 men late, and we're trying to finish up refurbishing. We've been rebuilding a triaxle over here.
Oh, okay.
So I've been snowed under. How hard would it be for you to send me a fax telling me, please don't forget to fill out the paperwork and send that to me? If you got time, you got my fax number? Fax it to me again. My area code is 985-851-5283. And put attention LJ real big marks a lot on top so they'll get it to me.
Okay.
But I need to take care of business with you guys because
right.
I need to buy some equipment that I gotta have, but I've just been snowed with the manual labor around here.
Right, no, I hear you. I know you've been busy and it's, you know, tough to have a second. But what type of equipment are you looking to bring on?
Most probably a couple of dump trucks.
Oh, dump trucks, okay.
And I was really interested in a line of credit, but then one of my trucks was total.
Right.
And I got to replace it. It just was my biggest money maker.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyhow, it's whether I get a line of credit against invoices or whether I get some type of loan to buy some equipment, it's going to all work out. And
right.
I just need to see what the interest rates are going to be and see if it's affordable for me and go from there.
Okay, and that's definitely what we can do when you get you approved. And with this dump truck, you're adding on multiple or just one?
It most probably one to start, and it just... We were up to 5 trucks running and down to 2 because of the oil field shut down. And then when that one truck, when they totaled that one truck, he ran in the ditch and hit a culvert and broke the chassis.
Man. No kidding.
So lucky he didn't kill anybody. But that's a truck that I really need to replace, and I don't want to just replace it with some junk pile. So
right. So you want a new one?
But anyhow. It'll be some late model used truck. The new trucks are so expensive, I can't jump into something like that.
And do you have quotes available?
No, we got a couple of quotes from people that were too expensive. One truck was like $30,000. That's just way too much. We're looking for most of a truck maximum $17,000 to $20,000, somewhere in there.
Okay.
You know, because we have a full service mechanic shop that we do dump trucks and all kind of heavy truck work.
Uh-huh.
I can build my own truck. I have all the parts off the truck they wrecked the other day that we can put on another truck. So I don't want to buy. We don't want to duplicate everything. Like the dump bed's still good, so we don't want to buy a dump bed. We want to buy a truck. We can transfer a lot of that equipment to it.
Right. Just move
it
all over.
That's a long, yeah. Well, what you do, it's almost like you take the motor transmission and rear end the best ones between the two trucks, and you go ahead and build your truck. The beds are, if you buy a new bed, it's like $15,000, so the old bed's just fine, you know, so you try to part one together.
No, that makes sense. And with that, you know, I know you said you wanted the cash to buy the equipment. Well, we do the equipment financing, and we also do working capital, which is, you know, like lines of credit. It is a termed loan, though. Did you need any extra cash for cash flow?
Yeah, it's that's the thing. What we most probably need more than anything, if we have a big job that we have to finance it, and some of them you do.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you the truth, some of them jobs I had to turn them down. Some of them are 30 days net, and it won't pay you any quicker.
Right.
And to tell you the truth, if a bank's an FDIC bank, I can't get financed.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, my local bank, they can't do anything for me because my financial statement and my profit and loss is not in the right spot.
Well, what are your gross annual sales like last year?
Last year was a bad year. We most of it had 400,000 gross sales.
Okay.
And that's not too bad for a 2-man crew on the dump trucks. I'm not a mechanic's shop that we just, about 6 months ago, we finally opened the mechanic shop back up. When the oil field slowed down, we had to go back to what we do best. So, you know, the mechanic shop, it takes care of itself. Any work we do with it, that's COD. So I'm not too worried about that.
Right.
But if we're gonna stay in the dump truck side of it, which really makes sense to do stay in it, we have to have some help somewhere, financial
okay.
help.
Right, and but, so with based off your sales, because our working capital programs, they're based off that. With it being mm-hmm. 400,000, we'd be able to unlock around 40,000 to 60,000 as unsecured cash. Yeah. How you can use however you see fit for the business. Is that something you can use?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Borrow against the invoices. That's fine. That would be a lot.
Well, it's actually, it's unsecured. So, it's not, there's no collateral needed.
Yeah.
And on the equipment side, we can get you that, you know, equipment as well. I mean, how do you rate your credit? Is it like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, the credit used to be good. Now I would say it's between bad and a little bit better than bad, because we've had a lot of people that couldn't. We've had most of $10,000 of invoices people haven't been able to pay coming out of that. When that oil field shut down over here, a lot of my good customers, I've been struggling to get money out of them.
Right.
And when you think about $10,000 that you get beat out of that you don't have, it takes $100,000 worth of sales to catch that up. And that's what people don't understand. When you bring them limestone, you bring them $600 worth of limestone, and you make about $150 to haul it. That's the only money you make. So you're out $750 to collect $150.
Right.
So what we did, we put everybody on COD. If you don't have a check when we get there, we can't help you.
Right.
And so I've gotten rid of them. The people that can't afford to do business with me. And some of the people have been with me for 15 years.
That's crazy.
But everybody's trying to use everybody else's money.
It's right true. Now. It really
you
is.
Know?
Yeah,
and,
sad.
And we had to let 4 good hands go because we just didn't have the work to take care of them.
Yeah, and that's
and, so. And look, the bank I've been doing business with for years, they looked at my financial statement and said, we just, because of the rules that the government put on us, we can't do anything for you.
And that's...
Our numbers don't match, you know?
Right. And that's, we understand that's tough. And because we are privately held, we're able to do, you know, a little more than your those larger banks. And it's a sales-based loan.
Wasn't it the Dodd-Frank act that really cut credit to the small businesses like me?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
And it like... And what
you know, I had a friend of mine that's now dead. He had 2 sets of books. One he showed his creditors and one he gave to the IRS. And I said, man, you don't want to be doing that kind of stuff. He said, look, I have 5 years to live with this diabetes. He said, you think I can't? They put me in jail. And he didn't go to jail, but he was in a pinch. And he just died about 2 years ago. But
just
didn't care. But I'm not in a position to have 2 sets of books. I got to go on what I have.
Right, exactly. And who do you use? What bank do you?
South Louisiana Bank.
Okay.
And I actually could go over there and talk to the bank president and maybe get him to sign off on some of this, but I just don't want to have to do that. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. I'm not going to go with my hat in my hand. I can continue on like I am right now and survive through this.
Mm-hmm.
But as these small dump truck companies go out of business, some of that work comes to me.
Right.
So if you get from 15 or 20 of them suckers competing down to 6 or 7, then you get busy again.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been 20 years with this, and I don't want to just throw it all away and sit back, because I could retire because of my age and just sell all this stuff for what I can get it, but I'm too much of a workaholic to do that.
Right. No, it's a good quality.
68 years old, I really should retire, you know, but it's in my blood. I plan on working until the day I die.
Yeah, well, that's respectable.
That would be a good way to go. Get killed on a job somewhere.
There you go.
But anyhow, look, send me a reminder over here, okay. And I'll get it to Michael, and he's going to do some work on that for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'll go ahead. Yeah. Thanks. Bye-bye.